This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. After over 30 years in Peoria, the Illinois Pork Expo is moving to Springfield. A big reason for the change is to be closer to the heart of state government. This year, the Illinois Pork Producers Association is hosting their annual legislative reception in conjunction with the Illinois Pork Expo on the evening of Tuesday, February 16th. Jennifer Tyree, Executive Director of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, says that by having the legislative reception on the trade show floor during the Illinois Pork Expo, our state legislators have open access to talk with our producers and exhibitors and see firsthand the size and importance of the industry. Illinois pig farmers contribute over $1.8 billion and 10,000 jobs to the state's economy, and those are details, she says, are worth highlighting. All attendees to the Illinois Pork Expo can also attend the largest swine-specific trade show in Illinois. The trade show will be open Tuesday, February 16th from 3 to 9 p.m. and on Wednesday, the 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Attendees may register to attend on-site or online at illinoispork.com. Adult registration is $15 and youth ages 10 to 18 is $10. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District, along with the Natural Resources Conservation Services, are sponsoring a cover crop program next week Wednesday, February 3rd. The program is designed for beginning and advanced cover crop users. Resource conservationist for the district, Chris Reynolds, has more.
In the morning sessions, we will have kind of some more beginner type courses, and in the afternoon, we will kind of take it up to a little more advanced level for some of these guys that have been doing cover crops for years. We'll have a lunch in between, so you can stay the whole day. You can come in the morning or come in the afternoon. Both of those meetings, the cover crop meeting and the nutrient loss reduction strategy meeting, will be held at the Lincoln Land facility over in Litchfield.
For more information or to register for the February 3rd meeting, call the Montgomery County Soil and Water Office at 217-532-3610, extension 3. And the nutrient loss meeting that Chris mentioned will be taking place later on in March. For more than 72 years, John Deere has worked hand-in-hand with the National FFA organization to ensure the future of agriculture and agricultural education. Through their generous donations, John Deere has worked with the FFA to provide members the opportunity to grow into leaders, build their communities, and strengthen agriculture. 2016 will be no exception, as John Deere has pledged to donate $1 million annually over the next 5 years to help FFA continue its strides in creating future leaders. Deere's support through the years has allowed FFA to deliver its mission to millions of members. Their gifts have supported the National FFA organization's career development events, proficiency awards, national chapter awards, agri-science fairs, and leadership conferences for state officers. Deere is also a key supporter of the National Association of Agricultural Educators, as well as the FFA scholarship program in conjunction with John Deere dealers. In addition to their monetary support, Deere employees also have an active FFA alumni chapter. We'll be back with more after these messages. Whether we're ready for it or not, spring is just around the corner and it will soon be time to start planting. I talked with CHS agronomy salesman Nate Brown, and he says there's still time for some last-minute orders, and he has some friendly reminders to think about when prepping for the spring season. We've got a few things we want to mention, but right now we're still in the heart of winter. At least it has felt like that recently, but spring is going to be here before we know it. And one of those things we'd like to talk about is some last-minute seed orders. So are you taking some last-minute seed orders if farmers would need those?
Yeah, it's a good idea to book early. Planning ahead helps you and us. It allows us to make sure we have your seed in stock and ready to go. So if you haven't booked, you can contact myself, Nate Brown, Russ Phipps, or Kyle Lake here at the Carrollton location to help you book your as-grown DeKalb seed.
And what month typically is preferred, or do you recommend guys to be planning for those seed orders?
We like to do all of our prepay here in January, but it can go into February, and we'd like to have it wrapped up there in February.
So still a little bit of time left. Another offering that you guys have is seed treatment, and you do that at the Carrollton facility. But wanted you to mention some of the benefits that farmers can receive from those treatments.
Yeah, this is another important decision to make before planting. A fungicide insecticide treatment to soybeans on average can add 2 to 6 bushels. That would be like an Acceleron product. We also do all our seeding right here in the seed shed. And another treatment option would be Olivo to help protect from sudden death syndrome.
And are those options new, or have they been around for a while?
Our fungicide insecticide treatments have been around for a little while the Olivo product is new. Last year was our first year with it, and we had great success.
Great. So something farmers should be looking for and considering, it sounds like. Another opportunity you have for farmers, you have custom ammonia application. What are some details you can share with us about that?
Well, we all know that spring can be hectic for all farmers, so it's a good idea to remember we can lighten your workload up with some of our custom fertilizer applications. All of our equipment is equipped with GPS and has the option of variable rate technology to make sure the job is done right.
So if farmers would need a hand with that, you guys have that option available, it sounds like.
Yes.
Anything else that we haven't mentioned? I know it's been available for a little while now, but actually at all 3 CHS locations, you guys have refined fuels and propane available, and that's something that is a change from the past.
Yes, this is something that is new, and Monica Risi would be our energy specialist for our Northern Territory, so you could contact our Carrollton location to get a hold of her.
Okay, and for any other questions or information that listeners might like to have, who can they contact regarding the agronomy topics we discussed?
I would contact our Carrollton location here. The phone number would be 217-942-6991.
Nate Brown, agronomy salesman for CHS out of their Carrollton location. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.